Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
The address is Balinski60@yahoo.com.
Do you mind spelling that for me, please?
Balinski60@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Yvonne Aquino.
All right, thank you. And please verify your address.
P.O. Box 485, Deland, Florida, 32721.
Thank you. The phone number on the account, I have 229-225-6608. Is that a good contact number?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, I've located this account for the CryoFreeze CBD Advanced Joint Defense and the Omex Sleep. How may I help you today?
I just placed the order online, and that's another issue all in itself. But I was under the impression that I would have some opportunity at that during placing that order to subscribe so that it would automatically ship every month, but that was not a feature offered at that website.
Okay, so
that's why I'm calling.
Yes, ma'am. There's an option to click on subscribe and save. So there are two different options. There's one menu, one option that just has the one-time shipment, but there's a different category for subscribe and save. It does look like these items are on a one-time shipment.
I need for this to get set up to subscribe, so I don't have to go through this crap I'm going through to get this established properly.
Okay.
Are you able to help me or not?
Possibly, yes, ma'am. Now, on this order that you placed, I don't have access to the purchase per se. Did you use a coupon, any type of coupon with this order?
No coupon.
Okay. All right, not a problem. Hang in there one second. Let me see if I can. I would need to be able to access your Omex account in order to make those changes, because it looks like you placed this order online. Now I can send you a reset password. It'll be a temporary password. Once I make the changes, you can change the password back to one that you'll remember easily. Now you also have the option to go into your account and make those changes yourself.
All right. I'm going to make the changes myself.
Okay.
While you're on the phone. I'm at your website. Where do I go to make this a subscription?
Okay, let me get there on the same page with you, okay? So I'm going to access that website also. One second. All right, so at the top of the screen, do you see where it says shop?
Yes.
All right, so there's a little drop down for subscribe and save. Do you see that? Click on shop and then subscribe and save. All right. Now I had to click it about three times to make it turn. I'll make sure to send that over to IT, but I had to click the subscribe and save three times, but it eventually changed. The background is gray and you're on the subscribe and save menu.
I'm there. Well, it's a menu where it says subscribe and save. That's all I see.
All right,
and it's
scroll
just got
down.
A bunch of items to select and buy. I've already bought. I'm not interested in buying more. I just want to set this up as subscribe and get it over with.
Yeah, so that is a process. It sounds like that previous order would have to be canceled, and then you would...
Oh, for sake. You know what? Forget it. You know, I told Crystal that whenever I even go to this website, mm-hmm. my Norton antivirus service is saying that it's an unsafe website. So after talking to Crystal, I went ahead and I ignored those notices and placed my order. I should have been able to place that order and select subscribe and save mm-hmm. at the same time I was placing that order, instead of having to figure all of this out through, you know, three steps. So I'm really pissed right now. I've been on the phone trying to get this order placed for probably an hour. And now you're saying the only way to get it set up now as subscribe and save is to cancel the order I just placed, because it's not a feature that I can select for all future orders. That's just ridiculous. I should be able to do it while I'm placing my order.
Right. So it sounds like maybe there's an issue with the layout of the website. But let me see if there's a way for me to help you here, okay? But I mean, there is a way for me to help you, but I would need access to the account to get all the changes made. I'm not sure that I could walk you through by just telling you, because I feel like that would be very confusing for you, and I don't want to do that to you. So
I'm just going to stick with this order, and then I'm going to think about whether I want to even try to bother again. This is ridiculous.
I'm really sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry that happened to you. Next time, while you're placing the order, if you'd like to give us a call back, and maybe we're able to help you better. I'm sorry about that. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No. God, no. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.